This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the day.
Hi, friends.
Well, yes, we'll talk about that too in a moment, but you're right. I was just going to remind everybody what day it was, but there is something happening at 2 o'clock today that is certainly consuming, as it has for 196 days now. The law-abiding, Constitution-respecting, God-fearing, freedom-loving folks of this great state we call home, North Dakota. And we continue to wait on the world to change and get the North Dakota way. 2 o'clock today, as Todd mentioned, is the time, the appointed hour of the evacuation of what is called the Ochetti Camp. There are about three camps down in and around the Cannonball River, Standing Rock Sioux Tribe area that also coincides with the construction zone for the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. There is a small portion of the pipeline construction remaining, and I spent some time at the camp last night, in the area last night, and was struck by how off in a distance is an enormous amount of activity related to the actual construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline, which continues. But because the eco-terrorists decided to use U.S. Army Corps of Engineers land, federal land, for an encampment that grew and grew and grew and grew, the Ochetti Camp, that has obviously been sort of the epicenter of much of this along 1806. The other thing I'll tell you about the camp and being there, it was dark. Before it was dark. It was dark as in there is a pall over the whole place. And what struck me last night very clearly is you answer the question, what will happen today? And if I've heard that once, I've heard it 100 times. In the last, really few weeks leading up to this, what will happen? What will happen? I mean, protesters are saying that, innocent folks who mean no one harm but have a view that water is somehow being threatened by the latest pipeline in the United States, the latest out of thousands of water crossings across the United States that work perfectly 99.999% of the time, all the time. But this one is going to be a problem, down to the terrorists themselves. What's going to happen today? I can't answer that question, but I can answer this question. It is good, which I would define, my own description of the good would be everyone from our law enforcement officials, National Guard officials, government officials. I would say the Dakota Access Pipeline has done nothing wrong through this. Energy Transfer Partners is simply trying to provide energy infrastructure that's desperately needed. There's North Dakotans, including enrolled members of the MHA Nation, that will benefit by that pipeline being in and a discount being removed of getting our oil to market. So they belong in the good category. There's a lot of Native Americans who've said this is no way to object to something we disagree with. This isn't prayerful. This isn't peaceful. Drug use, lawlessness. They belong in the good camp. The dark camp is really a small group of people who are professional protesters who are here for a mission. They could care less about Standing Rock. Could care less. They could care less about water. This is an enterprise for them. This is dollars and cents. This is, who do I use to get more money for our organization to go out there in front and talk about this. There's people who are just extreme environmentalists. You know, extreme environmentalists who break the law to stop projects, those are eco-terrorists. Native American groups who oppose energy infrastructure, who break the law, they're eco-terrorists. And if I had a buck for every time I've been called a racist because I call these things what I believe they are, and that is eco-terrorism, I say that's a colorblind term. It's like very early on in this, Todd, remember when somebody called and said, you're a racist. I said, please help me understand why I'm a racist. Allison from Standing Rock down in South Dakota, do you remember that call?
Oh, yeah.
Scott, you're racist. How am I racist? Please tell me. If I've said something that you perceive as racism, I want to understand it so I can maybe alter my words. She said, you're calling people thugs. Well, there are thugs that are breaking the law. Have you seen the arrest records?
Calling specific people thugs, not a blanketed statement, although it was getting construed as that.
No, thugs refers to an action. Eco-terrorism refers to an action, and it is colorblind. This woman, LaDonna Allard, she is a thief. She's amassed $4 or $5 million in her camp now. 70 or 80% of her camp is not Native American, it's white. They're white eco-terrorists, but they're eco-terrorists. I don't care about somebody's color. Race, color, creed, it does not matter to me. I really don't. It's unimportant to me. I don't look at someone and see anything other than a human person. And I have respect for every single human person. Until you give me a reason to think otherwise of you. And what we are witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, today is good versus evil. And evil is that dark side, those agitators, those people want to fight. Dennis Banks was in that camp yesterday, rambling on for 40 minutes in a video I listened to again last night to hear every word. And it's no accident he's there. And no accident a lot of others are there. They're spoiling for a fight. Spoiling for a fight. Law enforcement has solid intel on what these people are up to. Reports yesterday of, you know, the building huts with rifle holes in them and all kinds of things. They want to fight. Why? It fuels. It gets LaDonna Allard another $5 million. You think that woman wants this to end? When that kind of money is coming in, that she gets to decide how to use? And please don't lose sight of the fact this is not about Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. Even Chairman Dave Archambault, proving miracles do happen, has come to say, leave people, leave. He's saying leave. The council's saying leave. The elders are saying leave. So hear me, dark side. Those of you who have not heeded that call. You are being asked to leave. It isn't some white guy that has a radio talk show that's forced to spend most of the last 196 days on the radio talking about this because it's gripping our state right now and because most of the media is absolutely worthless on bringing you the truth day after day after day. I'm not sitting here telling you to leave. I'd like you to leave. But you claim to want to help the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe fight a project, and they're telling you to leave. So why don't you heed their call? What will happen today? We don't know. What could happen today? Some very bad things. People could die. There are people in that camp who want other people to die. There are people in that camp that are fine dying themselves, provoking a confrontation. They're not large in numbers, but they're there. Giving them cover is a group of innocent people, well-meaning, but a little bit off in how they've attempted to protest some situation. That's why I think I've heard a lot of people very critical. We're giving health checks. We're giving bus rides. We're giving food vouchers. What are we doing? We're rewarding this bad behavior. No, we're clearing the camp. If somebody doesn't have a nickel to their name, it's sort of like when the Obama economy destroyed this country. and people had no job, what did they do? They came to the one place in the country where there was a job, and they'd get off the bus without a penny to their name. Well, then they become a burden on us. So I think that's a good idea. It also removes the cover, because these people are using them. Folks, eco-terrorist is the right word. Like the Taliban, they take women and children to give them cover. So if they leave and that is cleared, you'll be able to see them. So, don't know. Some good things can happen, too. Maybe they'll wake up. Maybe they'll realize they're outnumbered. Maybe they'll leave. Hey, with God, all things are possible, as I told a friend today. Goals. Let's have some goals. Goal is 100% absolutely no one in that camp at 2 o'clock this afternoon when the evacuation order is there. That's the goal. It can happen. The operation's underway right now. It could happen. So, we don't know. If there are still people in that camp, the good men and women of our law enforcement and National Guard will need to manage the situation best they can. That's my take, and I want yours.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Ogilmum Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer a two-day soybean marketing seminar designed expressly for soybean producers. Sharpen your soybean trading skills and learn more about trading soybeans in today's fast-paced markets. Topics to be covered include trading technologies, basis, options, hedging, contract types, producer marketing plans, and strategies. This seminar will be held March 14th and 15th at the North Dakota State University Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall, located at 811 2nd Avenue North in Fargo. The course will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson of NDSU. Seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register today by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office. Register by February 25th. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
I got a little windy in the first segment there, Todd. I didn't even mention the telephone number. Kind of a cardinal sin. Most of our faithful
listeners. You seem to fill the time okay, though.
They know the number, so we've asked that they put it in their speed dial, but we welcome new callers. It's the best kind of show if we've got somebody that's never called the program before, and every day it generally happens. So we love it. So bringing new callers into the family all the time, new listeners. So please, 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503, okay? Emails studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Local number 258-0550. Glad you're listening. 550 K-Fire. AM 1100 The Flag. 1090 KTGO. 1460 KLTC. We are at the Bismarck Event Center today for a big event. This is day three of a four-day event. The North Dakota Safety Council's 44th Annual Safety and Health Conference. We're going to be chatting with some folks from the conference and from the North Dakota Safety Council coming up throughout the program, so we look forward to that. Also on the show today, Senator John Hoeven will join us to talk about why the federal government is punting on the requests of the state of North Dakota. This is troublesome. I'm going to play this for you because it troubled me. But Governor Burgum yesterday, when I asked him, are the feds doing enough? He said no. And here's what he said. Listen to this. Todd, do you have that cut from the governor? Governor Burgum? Yeah, first cut of the day.
You had me looking up stuff, so I was looking up stuff.
Oh, I see. Yeah. This is Governor Burgum specifically on the question, are the feds doing enough? Here it is.
No, we are not getting everything we need from the federal government, and it's again surprising to me that the federal government has a hard time figuring out how to deploy resources to support a state like ours. And I think one thing you may see coming out the backside of this, because right now the National Association of Counties or National Association of Sheriffs Association around the nation regularly are the groups, the local sheriff's department, the Stratford resources often come in at the request of the federal government. Provide law enforcement on federal land around the country. And if the feds don't want to enforce the law on their own land, then maybe they should give the land back to the states.
Senator John Hoeven will join us later to address that very issue. And, we have a new administration, so we should be getting better answers. While it's early in the new administration, this is a serious situation. As I said earlier, it could be good, could be bad today. We don't know. What if it was very bad? What if whatever happens could have been prevented if they would have sent federal protection services as though they were requested? Mind you, as the governor said, what the state of North Dakota is doing is fixing a federal problem. They let people on their land. It's their problem. And they're not sending troops? Come on. What it is the bureaucracy. I don't believe Donald Trump sitting in his office going, nope, sorry, screw it, we're not going to do it. It's bureaucracy. But I don't know how many times Senator Hoeven's been on this program saying we're going to fix it, and it's not fixed yet. So we'll ask the questions. Also, Lieutenant Tom Iverson will join us from the campsite with the latest. He has about 30, maybe more now, a national media, along with the local media that are here. And, again, this is what the protesters want, and they're getting it. So, and there's a lot of other things going on. It's why I do encourage you to call us and weigh in on any of the issues here today on the program. I spent some time at the state capitol yesterday, North Dakota legislature. I don't know what's going on there. I really don't. But there's some strange things happening that seem to me to be just at odds with how business is normally done in North Dakota. And I don't understand it. I really don't. I mean, one is, moratoriums on new businesses coming into town. What in the world we would be... it's odd. I've got to just give you a quick example. I'm not a big fan of wind energy. I'm not. I don't get up every day going, boy, we more wind the better. But it's very evident the world in which we live. We need everything. We need all of the above. And so if there is a viable way to do that, and by the way, get rid of this production tax credit and get rid of the freebies. But if there's a viable way to do it, you want to come do business. Why wouldn't you want that? Now, I'd pick clean, affordable coal and use the unending supply we have here every day. It's not unending, but it's about a 900-year supply of economically viable coal right here in North Dakota. Every day I'd use that. Clean, beautiful coal, as President Trump says, if I had a choice. But I don't like saying you're okay and you're not. Why are some members of the legislature, some who have an R behind their name, doing that? It's very bizarre. So there's some strange things going on, and, we got to dig into that, too. So if you want to opine on any of that, hey, we'd love to hear from you, okay? Let's go to Mandan. First up here. Harvey, what's on your mind?
Yes, they don't call about these protesters down here. What I can understand, North Dakota is short on funds. The colleges, like BSC's going to lay people off and everything else because you got no money. Yet, they're offering these riders down there free tickets up here, hotels for one night, bus fares to get the heck out of North Dakota, which were illegal in the first place, and they got millions of dollars was donated to them, and the state of North Dakota, out of care of its human services and the different organizations, they're doing it, and that is our taxpayers' money. They're getting that money from our government, and why we, the citizens, got to pay for to get ship criminals out of North Dakota, and we got our own people that got to get cut wages and fundings for jobs. That just does not make no sense to me.
What you've said is something I've heard repeatedly since that was announced, and is a perfectly reasonable viewpoint. I, when I first heard it, honestly thought, do whatever you got to do to get this over with. And I think the recipients of that generosity that you're talking about are not the bad guys. They're the people that are providing cover for the bad guys. So if you get them out of there, if somebody's sitting down in that camp and they don't have a ride, they don't have a nickel in their pocket, and they know, okay, I could go have a meal, and I could have a hotel room, and I can have a bus ride back where it's warmer and it isn't snowing, and they leave, for my mind, that's a wise investment. I don't know who's
paying
for it.
Small price to pay.
I don't know who's paying for it, but I think it makes some sense, Harvey. I do. I totally understand your sentiment, though.
But how do we know they don't have no money? They were saying they were getting paid to protest. So what are they doing? They just, oh, I don't have no money? Where's this money that they got to be down there and to protest? I mean, they were getting paid for it. We know that.
Yeah, but
so
think of it this way.
People have no money.
Think of it this way. The drug lords got all the money. The druggies don't, right? They're on a street corner darn near ready to die. Okay, so it isn't as though they've got a bunch of money and they're going to go take a free meal. Trust me, the people that are getting hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions from all of this aren't going to be enticed by a free meal at Denny's before they leave town on a bus. They are not. You're not going to draw them in. It's not the people. It's literally for the people that are in some cases mentally ill, who are in that camp because they've followed the crowd and doesn't, you know, I totally understand what you're saying, Harvey. I'm not saying you're wrong, and it irritates a lot of people. I just say, you know what? If I see someone in need, I'm going to give it to them. And I believe the people that are going to take advantage of this are people that are truly in need, and we ought to do that for somebody in that position. And worry about the bad guys. But I appreciate the call. Tom and Williston, Joe and Minot, Galen and Bismarck, when we're back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Bismarck Event Center, 44th Annual Health, Safety and Health Conference for the North Dakota Safety Conference and North Dakota Safety Council's Annual Safety and Health Conference is what I'm trying to say. Council and conference going on here today. We're going to talk with Shelley Dahl in just a moment, First Aid Program Coordinator for the Safety Council, about a topic I am passionate about, AEDs. We've talked about them before in the year. And also talking a little later on with some more folks from the Safety Council, including Rick Hallardson, talking about farm safety today. We're going to talk about electrical safety today and tell you more about some of the things that are happening. Also, Senator Hoban, Lieutenant Tom Iverson of North Dakota Highway Patrol from the campsite coming up, and more of your calls. Shelley, hang tight. We're going to chat in just a moment. I want to. I told Tom and Whittleston he was next here. We'll get Tom and Whittleston and keep cranking at 800-228-0550 to find out what's on your mind today. Tom and Williston, what's on your mind?
Well, the whole thing with the protest site today has got me really worried. 2 o'clock is the deadline. You know, you're at a safety conference. It's kind of funny that is today, because at 2 o'clock today, I think we all need to stop, take a minute, pray a little, that our officers and those that are sent down to clear that camp are safe. You know, I was at a Delta waterfowl a weekend ago, and we raised some money for the officer that was killed in roulette. I don't want to do any more of that for officers that are going to risk their lives today, because we know there's crazies in that camp. I would just like to see everybody stop at 2 o'clock and say some prayers that we can keep them safe.
Very, very good suggestion, Tom. I can't tell you enough. And I'm have been doing that. I woke up this morning to a bunch of texts from people saying the same thing, you know, and some of them in, you know, state government, some of them in law enforcement. So everybody is in that camp. And mine is, you know, and look, we all need goals, right? We all can, you know, and what do they tell you about a goal? Write it down, visualize it, right? Then it becomes real. And how many people have done that and then it happens? So I just said, you know what? I'm going to pray today for a peaceful calm to just overtake that camp. I mean, if there's 30, 50, I don't know the number, of the bad guys, and several hundred of the good ones. The good ones leave. They get on the bus. They clear out. Only the 30 are left. They're surrounded by overwhelming force. What would you do? I mean, there's two ways to do it, but some could just say, I'm done. So how about this? We want a peaceful calm that just overtakes that camp, that people willingly and peacefully evacuate, and the tensions on all sides of this de-escalate. I mean,
and let's
there you go.
Hope that all those news reporters that are there do an honest job this time.
There's another prayer that is almost as big an ask, I'll tell you.
Well, I think that maybe have a lot less possibility than the people that are there leave it peacefully, but we can always hope for it.
Matthew 19:26, with God all things are possible. There you go. Thank you, Tom.
All right, have a great day.
Yeah, you bet. Take care. All right, Joe and Minot, Galen and Bismarck, you're on deck next up. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. The techs are pouring in here too today as well. Hi, Shelley.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Glad you're here.
Me too, thanks.
What a week, huh?
It's been really busy, but great. Really great feedback, so.
Why an AED? Why should folks have them?
They can save a life. Someone is in cardiac arrest, they have a 100% chance that they will die if somebody doesn't do something.
Explain the difference between a heart attack and a cardiac arrest.
Cardiac arrest is an electrical issue. So it's when the electrical goes out in the heart. You typically will see somebody fall to the ground quickly. It may look like they're having a seizure. That's what you see with a cardiac arrest. Electrical goes out, you have a ventricle defibrillation that's going on. Your heart's just kind of jiggling and not really pumping blood.
Heart attack would be more chest pains. You kind of feel it before, you know,
yeah.
Right?
Plumbing. It's a plumbing issue. You have blockage somewhere. And when you have a heart attack, a part of your heart dies off.
But I know I have a little story I told yesterday when I introduced, welcomed everybody to the conference and explained where the AEDs were. And I said, I don't know how many things I've emceed or, you know, introduced people at or whatever and been part of that. I've never done that. Nobody said, hey, tell people where the AEDs are. Do the safety announcement. Show them where the exits are. So Chuck Claremont and I walked around yesterday. There they are. Okay, here's, you know, here's if they walk here, they're going to take stairs. Tell them that, you know, and I did all that. But I remembered then a story about being at the Shields Arena, and there was a gentleman who happens to be the father-in-law for our state auditor, Josh Gallion, who very abruptly tipped over, fell to the ground, and everybody came to his aid, and I was way up. We noticed a ruckus down there, didn't know what was happening, but all of a sudden I saw Robbie Loff, who was a policy advisor for Governor Burgum, and he looked at me and said, where's the AED? And I had a blank stare. I had no idea. Thankfully, somebody next to me immediately pointed right exactly where I was. He took off, grabbed it, was back down there, and that man is living today,
mm-hmm.
You know. So that's my little story about how important this is, you know, and it really is. So typically, again, back to the cardiac arrest, you're going to know because of how they present, I guess.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. Sometimes they'll have a sudden gasp and go down. Sometimes they may fight for air for just a quick second and go down. But that the friend that you have that made it, that happened because that 3 to 4 minute window is so important to get that shock onto them within that 3 to 4 minutes to get that heart back into a regular rhythm. So having that, I'm sure, played a huge part, because if we don't do anything, we have no chance.
Exactly. That and a little prayer. I never forget Governor Dalrymple at the time said, let's pray. And here is this whole crowd in the middle of the Republican convention, the Shields Arena, praying for this man who's on the floor that you know, people are helping, you know.
Absolutely.
But that wasn't possible without that very important device.
Right. And I tell people, too, you know, there's a being higher than us that decides whether people live or die. It's having an AED close by that gives that person a chance. And so, as an example, right now in the United States, we have 3 to 4 million AEDs that are available to the public. Here in Bismarck and Mandan, we have HeartSafe. We have 229 AEDs registered with our 911 system. So if you call, they would tell you, here's where your closest AED is so we can get it to them within that 3 to 4 minutes. If we look at the square footage, about 285,000 square feet is what an AED covers. Now, if I add hallways and stairs and those types of things to it, it cuts that time down or that space down to get to that AED, right? And so if we look at that, we really should have 30 million. So we only have a tenth of what we should have out there. So
We have a lot of work to do.
We have a lot of work to do. And I think, and we'll talk on Monday when we have our discussion about questions that businesses have about them. And the big thing is maintaining them. Some people have gotten them with grants, so they've hung on the wall for 10 years. And so we had an instance where somebody went over to the box and took the battery out of the AED because it was chirping at them. And so they took the battery out, and they needed to go and use it, and they didn't have a battery in.
Sounds like what I do with the TV remote at home when
I
need to get the Wii to work. But, not a good idea on the AED.
No.
Whatsoever, yeah.
No.
How have folks learned about AEDs here? What kind of lessons learned have come from the conference?
Oh, great lessons. We have a trainer at our booth, and so people have come up and said, I don't know how this works, and we walk them through it. I think taking the fear away is the big thing, the fear that anyone can go and get that AED and bring it to someone. You know, we want someone to be trained to turn it on and listen to it. They're made for sixth graders to use. So the fear, taking that fear out. So having that hands-on helps to do that. And then we had a session with Richard Lazar, who is a national specialist on AEDs and AED law. And he came in and did two sessions for us yesterday as well, talking if you don't have an AED, here's what you need to know. And if you do, here's the things you need to have in place.
Why wouldn't you?
I say the same thing.
And if it's cost, there's ways that you have programs that you have to help with that too. Right?
Yeah, different areas have different grants that are available. Yes. And the pricing has come down significantly. If someone wanted an AED for their business to have it not in a cabinet, they're as low as $1,100 for an AED. So.
And maybe, sometimes they're in public places. Maybe we could put little signs by them to talk about how many lives have been saved by each one.
That would be great.
You know, then people realize how important they are to have them there.
Mm-hmm.
And then say, why don't I have one where I shop?
Exactly.
Interesting. Yeah. All right, we'll see you Monday.
Sounds great.
Looking forward to having you. We're doing a safety talk Monday as well to recap the big event. So looking forward to it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Shelly Dahl is the first aid coordinator for the North Dakota Safety Council. We're at the 44th Annual Safety and Health Conference. Okay, back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. I'm going to Bismarck next. Galen, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to mention that regarding the riots, protests, whatever you want to call them, in southern Morton County, this is, in my opinion, a trial run, an experiment. We're going to see it again, because the movement for doing what that was trying to accomplish is not over. So I hope that our legislators at the state and also the national level are pushing for some legislation or guidelines or policies, procedures to help us prepare for that. And the citizenry of North Dakota needs to also be vocal in that regard to our legislators.
Yeah, Galen, that's a very good point. Now, let's just talk about this a second. So when you say they're going to do this again, if you are an eco-terrorist, if you are a professional protester, if you're an agitator, if you're an extreme environmentalist and just want to use whatever means to stop energy infrastructure, in this case, the Dakota Access Pipeline, but energy infrastructure, whatever, you would have to look at the last 196 days and say, we won, they lost.
Yes, well, I would agree.
You would have to say, we have found fertile ground for our act. It worked here. Let's do it. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. And mind you, we also have energy infrastructure everywhere, not just in oil and gas, but in so many other things. But certainly with the world-class Pock and Play and the size of that, which is about to ramp up right now, no question about it. So you are absolutely right. I think the blueprint could also be used elsewhere. And if I'm in the energy industry, if I build pipelines for a living, if I build refineries, if I, you know, whatever it is, this has to be something you know is going to happen. And I will add one other caveat to that. My friend Tran Luce was down at the casino in the middle of one of the other confrontations, visited with some individuals who, you know, four or five younger laptop social media types, and they were busy pecking away, putting on all kinds of social media on behalf of some group that's main mission is to use Native American tribes around the country to shut down private property rights around it, privately owned land and development around it. In other words, just exactly what they've done here. So you couldn't be more right, Gail. You couldn't be more right. They're going to do it here. They're going to do it elsewhere. And every elected leader and every member of the energy industry, so vital to what we do, needs to wake up and realize it's going to happen. And I think we could be very helpful in that regard, we being North Dakota, in standing up to make sure no way, no how. It's not going to happen here. Thank you, Galen.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
How do you live your faith in an unfriendly world? Get some inspiration and a lot of laughs at the Family Policy Alliance Gala, Monday, April 3rd in Bismarck, or Tuesday, April 4th in Fargo. Former pro baseball players and TV personalities David and Jason Benham, authors of the new book Living Among Lions, will encourage you to transform the world through conviction and courage. Monday, April 3rd, 6:30 at the Ramcota Hotel, or Tuesday, April 4th, 6:30 at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For tickets, call 701-214-5565 or online at familypolicyalliance.com/North Dakota.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables, and Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best playing, best build, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil can, North Dakota Oil does. There's a lot going on in our industry. I've said the other day, it feels like a switch is flipped again. Where, you know, a lot of demand for people, things really ramping up. Energy Day is happening at the state capitol March 7th. Put that on your calendar. Bach and Becker is putting that on, and we'll be talking a lot about this. In fact, the folks from MBI Energy and Jesse Veeder will be on a little panel with me talking about recruiting people here based on the quality of life improvements that have happened since the boom started. So looking forward to that. Mark that on your calendars. And also look for the Bakken blood drive stops throughout locations the next couple of days. It ends on the 28th, so last chance to get at that as well. Let me get a call here before we chat with our next guest from the North Dakota Safety Council. We had a Standing Rock caller. Don't see it, but Karen's next. And by the way, if that call dropped, we had a call from the Black Hills, call from Williston. And some folks down at the camp have been trying to call in, but the signals are weak. Just try again, and we'll get you on at 800-228-0550. Karen Fargo, tell me what's on your mind.
Well, the troublemakers from out of state who are left do not care about the Missouri River. The cheapest way to get rid of them is pay for buses and restaurant meals, and then they're out of North Dakota.
I'm with you, Karen, although I will say that we chatted with a fellow earlier that didn't like that idea, Harvey, but and most of the texts I've gotten censored with Harvey. Here's one. Why are we rewarding bad behavior? This is our tax money. We should be feeding North Dakota's hungry children, not using our money on this crap. So.
Yes, I'm from near Harvey, but the deal is we want them out of here, and that costs the least amount of money to do that.
I agree with you, Karen. Appreciate the call. Welcome others' opinions on this. I just think it's small ball compared to what we're trying to do today. I don't think that's a fight worth having right now. Good idea or bad idea to do what they've done or spend the money. We've got people that want Wounded Knee 3. General Al Dorman yesterday told me on our Energy Matters program, they want Wounded Knee 3. Folks, do you remember Wounded Knee 3? Spend some time doing a little Bing or you know, search of Wounded Knee 3 today and understand what some people want down there. They want that level of confrontation. Let's not fight over whether or not we ought to give somebody a meal card to get them out of town. Okay? Please. Emailer says, speaking of crap, I might have a little bit of a pronunciation problem, Tom. Can you help me on the name of the pronunciation of the camp? I thought I said Shetty. That's, you know... So, is that not right? Is it not pronounced Oshetti?
I think he's trying to lure you into a trap. I would be somewhat careful about that one, because it's very easy to fall into the trap of slightly mispronouncing that.
I will stand corrected if I did.
No, I think he's trying to make his own statement about how he's trying to characterize the camp in a certain way. How about that?
Oh, do you? I know I didn't get that out of it. I think he was saying you're mispronouncing it. But I am not trying to mispronounce it, and I don't appreciate anybody trying to mispronounce it, because let's not, there again, that's petty, stupid games.
You're being lured into a trap. Don't fall into it.
All right, thank you.
I do like the text that just came in, though.
Well, you'll have to tantalize us with that as in a moment. In the meantime, Rick Hallinson is here, safety consultant at the North Dakota Safety Council. So that's how we do it in radio. We keep you listening because everybody now wants to know, what's that text going to say that Todd's talking about?
Exactly.
So stay tuned. Rick is here to talk a little farm safety with us today. Rick, how you doing?
Good morning. It's good to be with you again talking safety, Scott.
Who better to talk farm safety for the North Dakota Safety Council than someone that grew up on a farm?
Farm boy, yeah.
And to this day lives down there in Enderlin.
Yeah.
Tell me a story about someone that will be presenting today on farm safety.
Yes, Don Chisholm. And this is, I don't even remember the year, but it's quite a few years back. But she did lose her husband to a grain bin incident in Leonard, North Dakota. And at 1:30 this afternoon, she's presenting. And she has quite a story about how it's affected her life and so forth, and it's very worthwhile taking in, because hazards on the farm are big, and we need to sound that alarm bell again, you know.
You're getting emotional just thinking about the story because you know her.
Well, that and 30 years in a fire department, just retired from the volunteer fire department, thinking back on some incidents that we had, you know, they affect a person. They really do.
Yeah. And that's what I love about the North Dakota Safety Council. These folks are so passionate about what they do. And, you know, safety sounds like an HR deal. right?
Well, some people push it there.
Yeah, and it isn't. It isn't a manual. It isn't an HR deal. It's life or death. Mm-hmm. It's people coming home to their kids at night, you know?
So absolutely.
What's different on the farm these days?
Well, intensity of power, one thing. I mean, you know, when I grew up, it was smaller tractors, lower pressures on the hydraulics. It was 220 current, which are all hazardous. But now we've got major grain handling facilities, three-phase current. We've got pressures in the equipment that's, you know, hydraulic pressures that are huge. And, you know, that ups the hazards. And things like lockout and things that are actually second nature to industry haven't really come to the farm yet, you know, and we need to get it there.
What tools do you have to help folks quickly?
Pardon me?
What tools do you have to help folks?
Well, we can offer a lot of different things, and they don't have to necessarily have huge programs. I mean, just the fact that if they have some questions about lockout or, you know, how to handle things, we're here. We'll answer the questions for them.
Website's fantastic, ndsc.org, to get information. Sure. If you can, be at that talk this afternoon at 1:30 for Dawn, right?
Absolutely.
Right here at the Bismarck Event Center. They are selling day passes for that, so take it in. The safety's great. It's life or death. Thanks, Rick.
Very good. Thank you.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Polar Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that. And hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Killdeer, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They are looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The following is an incredible life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.